Welcome to Boys Ranch Town, a ministry of Oklahoma Baptist Homes for Children. The boys and staff want to welcome you to our Living Christmas pageant. God gave us a wonderful gift when he sent his son Jesus to be born into the world so we might have eternal life. It is our prayer that this pageant will portray God's gift to you and your heart will be filled with joy you can have by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. What you are about to hear will guide you through the Boys Ranch Town Christmas pageant. And when you hear this sound, please press the pause button on this audio until you arrive at the next scene. May God speak to you as you see and hear the story of Jesus' life unfold. Scene 1. The angel appears to Mary. An angel of the Lord came to Mary, saying,
"Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
At hearing this, Mary was greatly troubled. Then the angel said,
"Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. He will give you a son, and the baby is to be called Jesus."
Scene 2. On the Road to Bethlehem. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree of Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, everyone unto his own city. And Joseph also went unto the city of Bethlehem to be taxed, with Mary, his betrothed wife, being great with child. Scene 3, the manger scene. While Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to a firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was not room for them in the inn. Scene 4, the shepherds. The good news of Christ's birth was first told to simple shepherds. An angel of the Lord appeared to them and said,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in this city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
And as the angels were gone away from them to the heavens, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us now go to Bethlehem and see these things which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us."
Scene 5, The Wise Men. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying,
Where is he that is born the King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
And lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they went into the house, they saw the child and fell down and worshipped him. They presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Scene 6, John baptizes Jesus. As Jesus grew, he grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. In those days came John the Baptist, saying,
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I baptize you with water into repentance. But he that comes after me is mightier than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
Then Jesus came to John in the Jordan River to be baptized. And when he was baptized, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, landing on him. Then a voice came from heaven, saying,
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Scene 7, Jesus prayed in the garden. Jesus was in the garden where he and his disciples often went. Jesus told his disciples,
Pray that you don't fall into temptation.
Jesus then went a bit farther into the garden by himself and prayed.
Father, if you are willing, let this cup pass from me. But if this must happen, I will obey your will.
An angel of the Lord appeared to him and strengthened him as he prayed. He prayed so intensely that his sweat became as great drops of blood falling to the ground. Scene 8, The Road to Golgotha. While Jesus was praying, Judas arrived with an angry mob sent by the chief priests. Jesus' disciples were prepared to defend him with swords, but he stopped them and said,
No more of this.
The crowd brought before Jesus the chief priests, scribes, and elders. They came to the decision to put Christ to death. They bound him and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. Although Pilate could find no crime that Jesus had committed, he listened to the cries of the crowd. He turned Jesus over to the soldiers who beat him, made fun of him. They placed a cross on his back and made Jesus carry the cross through the streets and up to Golgotha, which means place of the skull. The soldiers nailed Jesus to the cross and set him next to two thieves. Around 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out,
It is finished.
And then he died. Scene 9, The Empty Tomb. On the third day after Jesus' death, some of his friends came to anoint his body. They found the great stone rolled away from the tomb where he was buried. Sitting on the stone was an angel from God. When the guards saw the angel, they were so afraid they became as dead men. The angel told the friends,
"Do not be afraid, for I know you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. He goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him."
Scene 10, the Ascension of Jesus. In the 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to his followers on 10 occasions. Jesus promised that when he left this world, he would send his Holy Spirit to comfort and guide them. On his last day with his followers, Jesus lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he was taken up into heaven. Today, Jesus still seeks to reveal himself to us. His life and willing sacrifice on the cross are God's gift to us. We pray this short drive has blessed you and opened your heart to God's love for you. It is our sincere desire here at Boys Ranchtown that you will not only see the scenes, but know the joy our boys have had in giving the performance and will truly see the Savior who has given us eternal life. Thank you so much for sharing the Living Christmas pageant with us. May your holidays be joyous as your heart and mind focus on Jesus.